Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From Heidi Ho to Menomina, you'd think you're listening to an episode of The Muppet Show, but in fact, it's Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and Menomina's dense, layered sound is anything but child's play. The Portland, Oregon-based group received widespread acclaim for the grand melodic pop of their 2007 album, Friend and Foe. 3 years later, the band has finally returned with a follow-up, the long-awaited Mines. And joining us live in the studio to play the song Kill 'Em All is the band Menomina.
Thank you.
The band is Menomina, and that's a live performance in the Soundcheck studio of their song Kill 'Em All, which appears on their latest release called Minds. The members of the band include Brent Knopf at our piano and singing, Danny Syme behind the drum kit, Joe Hagee playing the guitar, and Justin Harris playing the bass. Brent, listening to Menomina's music, you know, it all sounds very, you know, well-constructed, well-thought-out. Nice to know that you can throw in a little hidey-ho at the beginning of a song when the occasion calls for it.
No idea what you're talking about.
I prefer the word prostitute.
little shout-out to Cab Calloway.
I don't know Heidi. I've never met her.
But let me ask you about the title Kill 'Em All, K-I-L-L-E-M-A-L-L. This is how slow I am on the uptake. We're in our production meeting this morning, and Greta Cohn says to me, well, you know, it's a Metallica reference. And I'm like, kill them all? Oh, kill them all. Three different words. Are you guys, I mean, is Metallica a kind of a musical touchstone for this band?
Absolutely. Definitely.
Yeah.
Wow. Unanimity from a band not known for Justin. Why? In what way?
Why not? What? Mainly because of the well.
Hold on a second. Let's get your mic on, or
not,
or yeah. Danny. I mean, you know, there's much has been made of the fact that the three founding members of this band work separately and you know do a lot of arguing and stuff. Is you got a little bit of the Metallica, you know, monster?
As I'm sitting behind a plexiglass drum thing blocking me from this is how we roll. Metallica. What can you say about that band, or what hasn't already been said? I can't add anything to their high praise, so I won't try.
The band is Menomina, and Justin, you guys must have spent years sort of telling people what the name does or does not mean. It has no reference to the song, the Muppet song, Menomina.
It has every reference to that song.
All right, we still are having a problem with Justin's mics.
I'll go back to where I belong.
Okay, head on over to the bass because we know that mic is working. Brent?
I mean, as long as, you know, people at home listening to this let go of all right to sue us for saying so. it's kind of a playoff of that Muppets tune, for sure.
Okay, but it looks like some kind of fancy Greek word, M-E-N-O-M-E-N-A, you know, it looks like it might be some sort of vaguely philosophical.
It is derived from the Greek minos, which means nothing. So translated into our band name, it means nothing.
That's the first time I've ever heard that. Thanks.
I don't know whether to believe that or not, but I like it. I like it.
I think
I got that off the back of my Faj yogurt or whatever it is.
Someone actually.
Faya. Is the way to pronounce that.
Thank
yogurt.
You. Faya total.
It says it right on. It says it right on the little container.
See, I was too busy reading about Minos.
So the band is currently on its East Coast tour, running through October 16th, and then heading out on a European tour. And Danny, it has been, I mean, you guys have been doing a lot of touring. Is that why this record took so long to make?
That's the easy excuse. Yes. That among other things, you know, it's hard to readjust to being productive in a at-home recording kind of sense when you're kind of still running on the last tour, and it kind of takes a while to settle. And I mean, not all bands, because fortunately not every band works at this time frame, this extended time frame. But with us, I think it's just a matter of feeling comfortable at home again before we really start wanting to spend hours behind a computer with headphones on.
Mm-hmm. Brent, do you guys still use the same kind of looping device? Was it called Dealer that you used to write songs with?
Right. Yeah, we tend to use that program.
What does it do?
Well, it's nothing special, really. It just kind of, we get it going and we start playing together. And then, say, Danny comes up with a drum beat that we like. Well, we'll kind of record that into the software. And then, rather than requiring Danny to keep playing that loop over and over again while we then construct new layers, Dealer captures it for us, plays it back for us, and so that frees up Danny to move on to a different instrument. Meanwhile, Justin might have come up with a bass line by then. He'll play that. Dealer will record that and play that back. And so it's like a glorified guitar loop pedal, where it kind of collects loops that work together, stores them on the computer for us, and so that later, sometimes many years later, when it comes time to make a song, we have those loops to draw from, which we'll then kind of use as puzzle pieces as we try to structure out a new song.
Well, let's hear how it all works out in a song called Queen Black Acid. This is, once again, the group Menomina. Their latest album is called Minds, out on the Barsook record label, and the quartet is here with us in the Soundcheck studio for another live performance.
Caught up in my ways.
band is Menomina, M-E-N-O-M-E-N-A, the song called Queen Black Acid. It is a live performance from the Soundcheck Studio. The band's album, the latest, is called Minds. And on that song, Justin was playing not only the bass, but some percussions. You did the lead vocals, Justin, on that song. And bass pedals?
Yes.
So you got all four limbs going, it seems.
Yeah, all five, actually.
I guess if the mouth is a limb, then sure.
Oh, well, that's. I guess I can't. Never mind.
Yeah, never mind.
Yeah. Shucks.
Mute.
Yes.
So, without a sort of a steady front man, with you guys sort of shifting responsibilities of who's singing, who's songwriting, and stuff.
Yeah.
It sounds very democratic. How do you get anything done, though? How do you accomplish something when everybody is weighing in?
Three and a half years.
Yeah. Have we got anything done? It's a shucking mess, to be honest.
So that's the other answer to my question of why the record took so long to make.
Partly, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is difficult for the three of us to get things done at a rapid pace when there are three very different individuals trying to do said things at a rapid pace, but ultimately we do get things done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, there's just so much good on TV.
Yeah, that's actually not far from the truth for me. Why read books when you can watch TV?
That's just much great housewife-based reality TV out there to watch. Danny, at your show this past Friday here in New York, you were not the only drummer. There was a guy on stage air drumming to the song Dirty Cartoons. He's also in the online video for this song. Who is that guy?
I'm not at liberty to discuss that, although he was out drumming me that night. And I, thankfully, my drums fell apart, and so did my soul. And he was there to air drum us to victory. And whoever he is, big props to you, homeless man.
Is he genuine? I mean, can you tell me that? I mean, he's listed on the online as awesome homeless guy plays, you know, Menomina song or something like. Is he genuinely homeless?
He's maybe. I don't know. He's kind of a recluse.
Huh. We don't know where his home is, yeah, to be honest.
Well, this is the song. The video is actually quite striking. The song is called Dirty Cartoons.
But I've been misled.
The song is called Dirty Cartoons. The video's online. It's worth checking out. The song is on the album Minds by the band Menomina from Portland, Oregon, that is. Brent, the band has a history of kind of interesting packaging. The cover art for this record is one of those, what are they called, stereograms? Or?
Yeah, that's right. If you cross your eyes, then it appears in 3D. Ooh.
Those things never work for me, but I'm told they're
called an Advil neat advertisement. Yeah,
that's more along the lines of what it would be for me. But so the album is called Minds. It's out now, and the band Menomina continuing their East Coast tour through the 16th of October, and then off to Europe in November, playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio this afternoon. Guys, thanks very much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
It's been a treat.
We'll be right back. That's going to do it for Soundcheck today, although check us out online later for yet another special live performance by the band Menomina here in the studio. On our next program, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is up for reconsideration. The nominees, that is. On tomorrow's Soundcheck Smackdown, we debate the least worthy of this year's nominees, plus live music from Sharon Van Etten. And join Soundcheck in the green space for conversations with two of New York's most exciting musical minds, producer Mark Ronson and his band, and Nellie Mackay with her group. They'll be playing live in the green space Tuesday, October 12th at 2 p.m. You can be there too. For tickets, go to wnyc.org/thegreenspace. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today was Paul Schneider and George Wellington. The program produced by Brian Wise and Greta Cohn, with Daoud Tyler Amin and Megan Dever. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help today from Gwen Ann Jones. And I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.